It's Dvorak's Serap, really, isn't it? From The New World, his Ninth Symphony. Lisa Batyashvili playing her violin in a very special arrangement by her own dad, Tamás Batyashvili, the Berlin Radio Symphony conducted by Nikolaus Rachveli. It turns out that that piece, that symphony, is one of Tiahni Lu, orchestral conductor's absolute favourites. Tiahni, what is it about that piece that you love so much?
I grew up listening to this piece. One of my earliest memories of orchestral music, my parents had a CD and they used to play it very often. The New World is a piece that many Chinese people know very well for some reason. It's a favorite amongst many in the Chinese community. Perhaps it's the folk-like music of it, perhaps the very pentatonic scales of the Chinese folk songs. But I ended up actually writing a piece, my one and only orchestral attempt at writing a composition when I was in high school in my final year. And I mixed Dvorak's Largo with a Chinese lullaby that my grandmother used to sing to me in Shanghai. And it's a Shanghainese lullaby, so it's in the Shanghai dialect called Yo Ah Yo, which means rock and rock. And the song is called Rock to Grandmother's Bridge. And it's yo 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 do bu jo. And if you talk to any Shanghainese child or even adults, they'd be able to recognize it.
You are hearing from Tiahni Lu, Chinese-born New Zealander orchestral conductor. Tiahni, you're now based in The Hague. Is this the second Lunar New Year you've spent without your family? And how are you celebrating from afar?
It's probably many more than the second, actually. I left New Zealand when I was 21, and I've spent a great many Lunar New Years away. And of course, my parents moved from China when I was 5, so my extended family are all in Shanghai. So we've gotten used to sort of WeChatting each other on Lunar New Year and just sending each other memes and messages of, you know, goodwill. And just, of course, salivating at the delicious New Year Eve dinner that my family would be cooking in China. So that's how I celebrated it this year, by calling them on WeChat and just ogling at the delicious food that they were eating without me.
And tonight's the Lantern Festival. How do you celebrate it? What's it all about, Tiahni?
Well, I have very fond memories of when I was a child. I had a rabbit lantern that I used to pull behind me, and it would have a little candle in it when I was a toddler. And it was just always a time of hope, a sense of unity, and especially during very cold days, you know, we all need a little bit of love and light in our lives. But I don't know. I think even however far I go from my home, you know, my Chinese heritage is a very important part of who I am, and I really do miss it. But I know it's there somewhere, and it plays a huge role in shaping who I am as a person.
You're hearing from Tiahni Lu, Chinese-born New Zealand orchestral conductor based in Europe. Now, this melody has to be right up there with Dvorak 9. Certainly a favourite of mine. Tiahni Lu, why is the Butterfly Lovers Concerto just so immense and so loved?
It's a timeless classic. I suppose the story behind it is so compelling. It's the Chinese Romeo and Juliet, love that is forbidden, young love, and the tragedy of it. But of course, the music that is just captures every single Chinese person would know about this piece. And written during a time that, you know, the Chinese culture was sort of encountering that Western orchestral music, and these composers were just really wanting to capture that. And they were the Shanghai Conservatoire. I think that it was just that mix of East meets West. But it has very much, I feel, a sense of the Chinese psyche in it. And I think that's just something, every time I hear it, it brings back a lot of memories.
It's definitely got a melody you just absolutely fall in love with. You've actually brought an unusual version of it to play properly today, Chiani.
Yeah, I thought it might be quite interesting for people to hear the version written for Erhu, which, I mean, originally He Zhanghao and Chen Gang wrote it for the violin. And originally, actually, interestingly, it was censored. It was not allowed to be played during the Cultural Revolution. And then it became released sort of after that. And then, so it also became an embodiment of China sort of in that transitional period. And of course, we had to bring in the erhu, which is a classic Chinese instrument, which embodies so much of history. And it, the erhu is an incredible instrument with a snake skin covered over this hexagonal sounding box. Many of you may know it. And of course, it's played with a bow similar to a violin, but the bow is permanently stuck in between the two strings so that you never lift the bow off the string in the way that you do with a violin. And so the sound you get is much more connected and it's much more vocal. There's a lot more portamento because you don't have the luxury of four strings. You only have two strings, which are actually tuned exactly the same. So basically one string. So the erhu player has to, in order to play the same piece, would need to flit dangerously across the one single string like a spider, very dexterous. So it's a hugely virtuosic piece, but of course, the vocal qualities of it is something very different to the violin.
Chiani Lu, thanks for chatting to me today. Happy Lunar New Year, and hope you have a great time conducting in The Hague. Let's have a listen to the erhu playing the Butterfly Lovers Concerto.